This is Train for Trade Skills Radio with Tom Jinks.
Hi, I'm Mark Gilder. I'm doing a plumbing course and I'm on week one.
So, Mark, what were you doing before Train for Trade Skills?
Previous career, I was an accountant, did 18 years straight from school before I got made redundant and decided on a career change. So that's where Train for Trade Skills came in.
So you mentioned you were an accountant. What are you doing now then?
Fortunately, now I am working for a plumbing and heating engineer. He has been running for 26 years now, so well established. I think I'm one of the lucky ones that have found paid work already.
Did you find that work then before you started the course?
No, during. Yeah, I'd signed up to study, and what I did was I got myself onto various building sites trying to make contacts, just doing labouring work, and it paid off for me. I got a contact and it resulted in a job.
So what sort of jobs are you doing with the plumbing then?
Right now, everything plumbing and heating, so from repairing taps and radiators through to new boiler and central heating installations. Some of it he trusts me now to go ahead and do on my own, and obviously other more technical elements to it, the gas for the boilers and things like that, he obviously does those side of the work.
That work that you're doing then, how much of a help has that been to you in terms of the theory and the practical parts of the course?
The work itself, yeah, just getting your hands on the job training effectively. So coming into doing my first week of practical training here, I've got much more confidence with the materials that we're using and working with already, so that's certainly helped me.
So you're on your first week of practical training, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what, right.
What jobs are you doing this week then?
So far, we've looked at LPG to start with, so we know and understand the blowtorches. We've been working with pipe and fittings and just finished putting piece together, reading drawings, measuring pipe, jointing and soldering, and then pressure testing as well. So just getting used to the materials that we're using.
So Mark, what are your plans then, once you're qualified and you've finished your course, what are your plans then?
Well, I've been with my employer now for about just over a year, and through various discussions, he's looking to retire in 4 to 5 years' time, and really he's looking for me to take the business forward. So I've rather landed on my feet, it has to be said. That's my plan, really. I'm going to keep working with my current employer and hopefully take his business forward, effectively be self-employed, but running an already established business. Web address is www.dpand.co.uk.
For the people then that are listening and want to retrain or take up plumbing, as someone yourself who's gone from accountancy to take up plumbing, have you got any advice for them about what to do?
Well, I think you need to first of all make sure it's certainly something you're interested in. Once you've got that interest in the game, it makes it, you know, more comfortable to work with. You know, you just have to work hard, get your qualification, and the work's really enjoyable.
That's great, Mark. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.